The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, زَيِّنُوا مَجَالِسَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ Decorate your mahafil, your gatherings. How? By reciting durood, salutations, salawat, or salam upon me. Why? فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورُ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Allah, Allah, Allah. He says, indeed, the durood, the salutations, the salawat, the salam, which you recite on me in this world, will be noor for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد نور من نور الله مرحبا خوش آمدید welcome to one and all to another beautiful and exciting new episode in Silsila in our beautiful and beautiful series known as The Light of Guidance Alhamdulillah, Madani Channel English is bringing you this beautiful series with exciting new topics. We all know the light of guidance refers to the beautiful religion of Islam, the universal religion, the religion which teaches us peace, the religion which teaches us harmony, the religion which teaches us love and muhabbah, the religion which teaches us the love for our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the religion which teaches us to worship One Allah, there is none worthy of worship besides one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This beautiful religion is indeed the light of guidance, and we come to you with this beautiful silsila. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Today we are going to once again mesmerize you with another beautiful and exciting new topic. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You must be thinking that what is so unique, what is so special, but believe me, you. Today is such a topic which is going to make your heart pump and you will be feeling very, very, very excited after listening to today's topic and the discussion which we are going to do today. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Before we begin today's silsila, let us all first make good intentions as our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Niyatul Mu'mini. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ The intention of a believer is better than his actions. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you gain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, it's one silsila, but you can make hundreds and hundreds of different intentions, inshallah. A few intentions that I will sit and listen attentively from the beginning of the program until the end, inshallah. Whatever I listen to, I will try to first of all act upon it myself, inshallah, and then I will pass it to others as well and encourage them, motivate them to act upon it as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. Likewise, whenever I hear the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever I hear the name of Allah, I will say Jalla Jalaluhu. When I hear the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will, inshallah, kiss my thumbs and place them on my eyes, and I will recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I hear the name of any sahabi, I will say radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When I hear the name of any Nabi, I will mention alayhi salam. When I hear the name of any wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will say rahmatullahi ta'ala. And these are all, you know, beautiful intentions which you can make to gain more reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more good intentions you make, definitely the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, we all know in the beginning of this beautiful silsila, we do have a short quiz, which is a interesting question. And at the end of the silsila, we then do give the answer to that specific question. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And today's question is also very unique. I'm sure many of us might have heard it before, I'm not sure if many of us know the answer to this question, but today's question is very unique. Today's question is, which Sahabi's title or which Sahabi was known as Saifullah, the sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Subhanallah, subhanallah. A unique question indeed. A question which is shocking. We heard Asadullah, we heard regarding, you know, many different titles, but subhanallah, subhanallah, today's question is something unique, which is which Sahabi is known as Saifullah, the sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, inshallah, at the end of today's silsila, we will be giving you the answer to this beautiful, beautiful question. So remain with us till the end of the silsila, inshallah. And believe me, you will really enjoy today's beautiful topic and beautiful silsila. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salaman alayka. Ya Sayyidi, Ya Habibi, Ya Rasulullah, Sallallahu Ala Muhammad, Nurin Min Nurillah. Today I'm going to tell you about the most costly cow in the entire world. I would say, you can say the most expensive cow in the entire world. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And such a cow that until Qiyamah, nobody will ever purchase such an expensive cow. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You must be thinking, what is Mulan Sahib saying? And maybe you might be searching world's most expensive cow, but believe me, you're not going to pick it up, because the cow which I'm speaking about today, this is that cow which is mentioned in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, that cow which is mentioned in the glorious Quran, and that cow that this incident has so much significance, it has so much importance, that the name of the surah, the first surah of the Holy Quran after Surah Fatiha, is named as Surah Baqarah, which means the cow. Subhanallah, because in that surah this beautiful incident is mentioned. Subhanallah, what is this incident? Where was this cow? What's the incident behind this cow? How is this cow so expensive? Inshallah, today we'll be listening about that. So please, everyone, listen attentively, inshallah, and make sure you'll acquire this knowledge, and inshallah you'll pass it to others as well. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The story is that there was a very pious person in Bani Israel, and he had a young son. The only thing which this person had in his property was a calf, and that too a female calf. So just before he passed away, this pious person took this calf to the jungle, and he left it by a certain bush. And then he made dua and he said, "Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I leave this calf under your protection, this baby cow, this calf, I leave it in your protection until my son reaches puberty. So when he reaches there, till then this calf is in your protection," because his son was very young at that time and he was about to leave this world. Subhanallah. And after this, that pious person left this world. He passed away. And it so happened that the calf then grew up to become a cow. And as time passed, this young child of this pious man, obviously he grew up to become a young pious man. He also became pious. You know, the father was pious, so the child also became a young pious man. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And he was a very, you know, unique personality. Why? Because his mother was still alive, and yes, he was very obedient to his mother. And what he did was, he would divide his night into three parts. One third of the night he would sleep, one third of the night he would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one third he would serve his beloved mother. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look how beautiful this was, that I have the whole night for sleeping, but let's divide it. One third will be, you know, for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one third will be for my mother, and one third, yes, I need to sleep. I also need to sleep because I need to go the next day and earn. So one third will be for my sleep. And this is how he divided his night into three parts. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Likewise, every morning he used to go to the jungle and he would cut wood and then he would sell it in the market. And the earnings which he earned by selling that wood, he divided that earnings into three parts as well. Okay, so one third he would give as sadaqah, as charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One third he would spend on his own personal needs, and one third he would give to his mother. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So one day the mother said to the son that, "Oh my son, your father left a calf for you in inheritance, as warasat, as inheritance, your father left this calf. and it is near so and so bush in so and so jungle. So what you do is go to the bush and make dua in this way that, oh Rabb of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, and Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam, return me the thing which my father gave under your protection. Means that which my father left under your protection, oh Rabb of Sayyidina Ibrahim, Sayyidina Ishaq, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, return that thing to me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. From this you also come to learn that making the wasila and the means, the medium of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a way of the acceptance of your dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So likewise, the mother said that go and make this dua. And she said that, you know, the scarf of your father was a yellow colored calf, and the skin would be shining in such a way as the rays of the sun are emitting from it. That's how the scarf will be shining. Allah, Allah, Allah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So when the boy heard this, he went to the jungle and he made dua by that bush. And all of a sudden, you know, the cow came running and it came towards this person and she stood by him. So this young man, he took the calf, he took the cow now, and he took it home to his mother. Subhanallah. So his mother said, oh my son, go to the market and sell this cow for 3 dinars. Dinar is a gold coin. In those days they had dirhams and dinar. So sell it for 3 dinars. And at that time, the normal cost of a cow was, 3 dinars. So, but the mother said, they tell me something. You must go and sell this cow. But there is one condition. Don't sell this cow without asking for my permission, without asking for my consent. Do not sell this cow. It means go and see if somebody wants to buy it, but unless I give you permission, don't sell this cow. This was one condition which his mother kept. Subhanallah. So this person went to the market and a buyer came. And this buyer was actually an angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of a human being. Okay, so he came to this person and he said that, how much is the cow? And he said, it's for 3 dinars. So the angel said that, listen, I will pay you more than 3 dinars, more than the price which you are asking. But there is one condition, is sell me this cow without consulting your mother, without asking your mother, without taking her permission. Sell me this cow, I'll give you more than that which you are asking me, more than 3 dinars. This person was obedient to his mother and he said, no matter how much more you offer me, I will not sell this cow unless I go and consult with my mother. Allah, Allah, subhanAllah. Look at the obedience, you know, that the son has for his mother. That I'm getting more than 3 dinars. I mean, it's much more than my mother told me. But she cut the condition that don't sell it until you ask my permission. And now when he's getting the offer, you know, if it was us, maybe we would say that, you know, I am getting lots of money, more than that which I'm asking. Let me take it, I'll go and tell mother at home. Or I'll go and inform her, she'll get happy. This boy didn't look at it in that angle. What he said was, no, my mother said I shouldn't sell it without her permission. So even if I'm getting more than the amount which I'm selling it for, still I will not sell this cow unless I get the permission from my mother. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So the boy went home and he told the entire incident to his mother that, you know, this happened, the person came, he offered me more than 3 dinars, I refused. So the mother said that maybe this person was an angel. I mean, he came to know of the condition which I kept, maybe he was an angel. So what you do is, go and ask him whether we should sell the cow or not. Because he's an angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he might know what is better for us. So ask him, should we sell the cow or shouldn't we sell the cow? Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this boy went and he asked the buyer, that who was the angel actually, that, you know, what should we do? Should we sell this cow? Shouldn't we sell the cow? What is the outcome? What must we do? So this angel said that do not sell the cow. And he said, in future, the people of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam will come and they will buy this cow. Allah. And then the angel further said that when they ask you for the price, how much you're going to sell that cow to them, then tell them that the price of the cow will be the amount of gold that can be filled in the hide of the cow. In other words, they must take the skin of the cow, the hide, lay it down, and the amount of gold that can fit in that hide, that will be the price of that cow. Allah, 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 Allah. Subhanallah. So, and then the angel said that they will pay that price. Whatever you're going to say, they will pay that price and they will purchase that cow from you. Subhanallah. So this was the incident of this cow and this young child. Now let's go and see why will Bani Israel come and purchase this cow. What's the reason? Subhanallah. Very beautiful incident behind this as well. So here we'll stop at this incident halfway. So you know about the cow. You know what color is the cow. You know what's the qualities of the cow. You know who has the cow, that young boy. And now let's come to the incident of Bani Israel. After a few days, a rich person from Bani Israel whose name was Amil. 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 So he was killed by his two paternal cousins. Alright. And what they did was, after they killed him, they threw his body in a desolate place. I did tell you that, let's take a short break here to divide the story into two parts. One part was regarding the young boy. And the second part is regarding Bani Israel. What happened, why they wanted to purchase this cow from this young boy, subhanAllah. So we'll take a small break here and we'll carry on the story later on. At the moment now we have a very special guest who has joined us all the way from UK, subhanAllah, that is Abdul Hannan Bhai. And we all know him, mashallah. He is very famous and popular on the Madani Channel English. And many a times, alhamdulillah, you watch his silsilas, his episodes on Madani Channel. A very vibrant personality, I would say. He is also the Nigran of the Kafila department of Dawat Islami in the UK, subhanAllah. So we are blessed with Abdul Hannan Bhai, inshallah. We will listen to a few words from Hazrat, and inshallah azawajal, after the call, then we will carry on this beautiful incident. I want everyone to please stay with us and listen attentively. After this call, inshallah, we'll come back to our incident. Abdul Hannan Bhai, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Abdul Hannan Bhai? How is your health?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. How are you? You alright?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, mashallah. How is the UK? And how is the Madani work in the UK?
Alhamdulillah, it's all good, mashallah, can't complain. There's a lot to do, but alhamdulillah, that's part of life. Always need to work to achieve something big.
Ji. Abdul Hannan Bhai, today we were discussing in the light of guidance regarding the most valuable cow in the world. And it's a very beautiful incident which is also mentioned in the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this cow. A very special incident, I would say, because the first surah of the Holy Quran is named behind this cow, after this cow. Subhanallah. And as we were discussing this incident now, we just discussed that there was this child whose mother told him that do not sell this cow unless you have my permission. And, she told him that sell this cow for 3 dinars, but don't sell it without my permission. And when he went to the market, the angel came in a form of a human being and told him that, I'll buy this animal from you, but for more than 3 dinars. But the condition is you must sell it to me without consulting your mother, without the permission of your mother. And this youngster, subhanAllah, he was so obedient to his mother that he said, even if you offer me more than the price which I'm selling it for, I'm not going to sell it unless I take the permission from my mother. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So here we actually come to learn a very beautiful lesson, which is being obedient towards the parents. And this is where I would like to come to Abdul Hannan Bhai, that what can you tell us regarding the obedience towards parents, regarding respect towards parents, anything, whether it's the mother, whether it's the father, or both the parties. As a Muslim, what is our duties towards our parents?
Abdullah Bhai, mashallah, definitely very important to have this understanding, especially in the time which we are living in now, where people are moving away from the respect of parents, the obedience of parents, listening to the parents, and people take it very lightly, and they just avoid listening to the parents, although this involves them in sin. When the parents are telling them something to do which does not go against Sharia and the person does not listen to it, he's sinful for that. a child is sinful for that. So we've got to keep this in mind, that how important it is to listen to our parents whenever they call us, you know. Today, especially with how people have become tied up in useless things. And, you know, you got people, the children or youngsters who are playing on their computers, they're watching movies, they're doing all sorts of other things on social media. And the parents are calling them, I'm coming. Parents are calling them again, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. And it's about 10 times the parents must call that same child. And, you know, if parents has called me, I should come straight away or listen to my parents straight away. You know, like, instead of that, you get people like when the parents call them and say, oh, why is always me? You know, especially if they got other siblings, other brothers and sisters. They say, you know, you always tell me to do this. You always tell me to get a glass of water. You always tell me to, you know, vacuum the carpet, wash the dishes. Why is this always you? Why can't it be this? Why can't it be this person? Why can't it be her? Or why can't it be him? So this is how our attitude has become. And really, this is dangerous. You know, we should be, as soon as our parents call us, we should be attending, coming straight away, leaving everything behind and listening to our parents. Because alhamdulillah, our parents are those who are our paradise, you know. And as we know from the narration, parents are your jannah, parents are your help. So, you know, you serve them, you listen to them, you be obedient towards them, you'll enter into jannah. And you be disobedient to them, you don't listen to them, and then the destination is hell for that. We really need to understand this matter and understand when our parents tell us to do something. It's always, you know, we end up doing the opposite. If someone is offering you more, he rejects it. And, you know, this is just a level of obedience towards our parents. You know, every time our parents say, oh, don't do this, and we say, don't worry, and then we'll end up doing it. And, you know, when children are doing like this, and, you know, how the parents are feeling, how the parents are hurt by this, these are things which the views of Madhi Channel, we really need to be focusing upon. They need to be obedient towards parents, and how important this aspect is. And we need to learn adab, we need to learn respect. I feel that in South Africa and around your side, it's a lot better. But in the Western world, people have become a lot far away from this. It's very important that we sort of reflect and turn towards these actions, turn towards the obedience of our parents, listening to our parents, helping our parents, supporting our parents. And this will be our success of this dunya and the akhirah.
Abdul Hanan Bhai, just one quick question. Do you feel that the respect should only be shown to the parents by youngsters? Or do you feel if someone is a parent himself, even then he needs to show respect to his parents? You know, maybe his children will then see that if my father is respecting our grandfather, then we should also respect our father. Do you think this is necessary in today's time?
MashaAllah, Abdullah, beautifully how you brought that up, because that's also a concern in our society as well. And normally we think it's only the children or the young lads, they need to be listening to parents. But what happens is, when someone goes older, you know, he's married now, he's got his own kids. Yes, without doubt, Abdullah, but they need to be more in respectful towards their parents. Why? Because now their parents are at that stage they're probably quite elderly now, and they need to be serving them more, looking after them more. And normally what happens in our culture is the child gets married, he's moved out, he's living with his own family, children, etc. And he'll come once a week to his parents' house, or maybe once a month some places. You know, some children like this, some adults like this, they come and see their parents maybe on occasions only, like Eid, etc. So, you know, those who have children themselves, but their parents are still alive, they need to definitely give time, and they need to give time a lot more, in the sense that they need to be more obedient towards their parents. Even, you know, the parents are sometimes sitting at home, and all the children have been married away, and they're all in their own homes, but the parents are still there. And we got to keep this in mind, that we need to be giving them time, we need to be giving them love, an extra love, extra time. Whether it's, we're hearing the same conversation from them every time we go there, but keep in mind that when we were children, they were listening to our same conversation. You say, Mom, look at this, Dad, look at this, look at this, look at this. You say it 10 times as a child. The mother will say, or the father will say, yes, son, yes, son, yes, son. And today, our parents might tell us the same story once or twice. And it's like people get annoyed, sadly, and they say, you know, you've already told us this. Mom, you've already told us this story 10 times. You know, we really need to be careful and cautious and respect them and honor them. You know, if even if them listening to their story will bring happiness on their face, what more do you want? You know, just sit there, smile at them, listen to you. You know, engage with it. So they don't feel that, you know, like, you know, sadly, you people go even to the parents' house, and they'll be sitting with their mobile phone. What are the advice for these type of brothers? It's, you know, if you're visiting your family, if you're visiting your parents, then put away your phone. Put away your mobile phone. And just because you only gone there for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours maybe, you know, give them a bit of time. Give them a bit of concentration, you know, a bit of love, a bit of laughter, a bit of, you know, happiness. And this is very, very important. MashaAllah, Abdullah bhai, really, you've really touched upon another side of this as well, about obeying the parents.
SubhanAllah. What beautiful examples you shared with our viewers and listeners. And how beautifully you explained this topic. And I would say the conclusion would be that whether you're a youngster, whether you're an elderly person, in any situation, it is incumbent and necessary on you to always obey your parents. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to have the proper respect and adab for our parents. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone's parents healthy, long lives. And those whose parents have left this world, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the highest abode in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Jazakallah Abdul Hanan bhai for once again blessing our beautiful silsila with your auspicious presence. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you abundance of barakah, abundance of happiness. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you in your ilm, your amal. And may you spread the deen of Islam across the globe, inshallah. Jazakallah, we really, really appreciate your presence. Alhamdulillah, mashallah, mashallah. What beautiful advice all the way from UK regarding the parents. And indeed, a very, very important point that whether you are a youngster, you're a toddler, you're going to school, you're going to wherever the case, whatever the thing is, a person always needs to respect his parents and always show the utmost adab to his beloved parents. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Coming back to our beautiful incident which we were discussing, where this youngster didn't sell the cow because he wanted to take the permission from his mother. And the angel advised him that, okay, don't sell the cow now, and people are going to come to you and they will purchase the cow. At that time, the price which you should keep should be the entire hide of the cow must be filled with gold. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. So we were discussing that a rich person from Bani Israel whose name was Amil were killed by his two paternal cousins. And after killing him, they threw his body in a desolate place, you know, a deserted place. So the next morning, the people went to search for the murderers, that where are they, who killed this person? And after getting no trace, they went to the Prophet Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and they asked him for the murderer. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam told them that the hukum came from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you must slaughter a cow and strike the dead body with the tongue or the bone of the tail. And the murdered person, this Amil, will resurrect and he will tell you the name of his killer. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. So when Bani Israel heard this, they started asking questions. You know, okay, Musa alayhi salam, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what kind of a cow should it be? Must it be, you know, very old? Must it be young? So Allah Ta'ala mentioned that Musa alayhi salam tell them that the age of the cow shouldn't be very old nor too young. It should be in between. Then they asked more questions. Oh Musa, tell us, what should be the color of the cow? So Allah Ta'ala said, okay, the color of the cow should be a yellow cow. And such a yellow cow that when a person looks at it, it must, you know, mesmerize that person. The person must fall in love with it. That's how beautiful this cow should be. Then they asked again, O Musa alayhi salam, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how should this cow be? What should be the qualities of the cow? So Allah ta'ala mentioned, okay, it should be such a cow from which service is not taken, such a cow which does not plow the fields. and it must be spotless. There shouldn't be a spot on this cow. So the more questions they asked, the more, I would say, conditions came of that specific cow. Allah, Allah, Allah. And finally they understood, okay, this type of cow we need to find. Then they begin the search for this cow. After looking, they couldn't find this cow. And then so-and-so, someone informed them that so-and-so boy, that youngster has this cow which has all of these qualities. So they went to that youngster and they realized that yes, it was the exact same cow which they are looking for. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Then they asked the youngster, how much are you going to sell this cow for? That the youngster said that take the skin and the hide of the cow and fill it with gold. The amount of gold which comes in the hide of the cow, that is going to be the price of this cow. Allah, Allah. And Bani Israel had no other option but to purchase this cow. Why? Because they couldn't find any other cow with these qualities. And this was the only cow they had in mind and they found. So they purchased this cow from this youngster. Then they took the tongue or the bone of the tail and they striked it on that person, Amil, who was killed, and he came to life and he said that the murderers were the two sons of his uncle who killed him due to the greed of his wealth. Allah. And after saying this, he died again, and then both the killers of this person, Amil, were then killed in return, in exchange, and the boy of this pious person who had the scarf, alhamdulillah, he became very wealthy because of the wealth which Bani Israel gave him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this entire incident in the Holy Quran, subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Baqarah from ayah 67 to 73, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, translation. And when Musa alayhi salam said to his nation, Allah commands you to slaughter a cow, they said, are you mocking us? He said, I seek refuge in Allah that I should be amongst the ignorant. They said, pray to your Lord that he may inform us as to what kind of cow it is. He, Musa alayhi salam, said, Allah azza wa jal says that it is a cow neither old nor too young. Rather, it is in between both. So do what you are ordered. They said, pray to your Lord he may inform us of its color. Allah, Musa alayhi salam, said, Allah azza wa jal says it is a yellow cow, bright in color, pleasant to the beholders. They said, pray to your Lord that he may explain clearly to us as to what kind of a cow it is. Certainly we have become doubtful regarding cows. And if Allah Azza wa Jal wills, we shall attain guidance. Musa alayhi salam said, Allah Azza wa Jal says it is a cow from which no service is taken, that it neither plows the earth nor irrigates the fields. It is flawless, having no spot. After hearing this, they said, now you have brought the true fact. Then they slaughtered it, whereas they seemed reluctant to slaughter it. And when you committed murder, then begin accusing each other, and Allah was to disclose that which you were hiding. Then we said, strike the murdered one with a part of that cow. This is how Allah will give life to the dead and shows you his signs that you may have sense. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This beautiful incident of the Holy Quran gives us many, 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 many lessons and many points which we can focus on, that he got the most valuable cow in the world, and so much value that cow had that until Qiyamah, nobody is going to buy such a valuable or expensive cow. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Likewise, we see that the person who obeys his parents, Allah Azza wa Jal provides sustenance in abundance from unseen sources, places where a person cannot even imagine. That place, a person receives sustenance from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And likewise, we also learn that the possessions which are left behind by pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they carry a lot of blessings. This pious man left only one calf behind. And Allah Azza wa Jal put so much barakah, so much blessings in that calf, that the inheritor, this youngster, earned abundant of wealth because of that calf. Subhanallah. And likewise, there are many, many incidents which we do learn from this beautiful incident. And one lesson which I would like to mention to our viewers and listeners is, many a time, debating and arguments in the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may bring afflictions. But Israel were ordered that slaughter a cow. They could have slaughtered any cow and the job would have been done. But they asked unnecessary questions. What color? How should the cow be? What should be the qualities? The more questions they asked, the more difficult it became for them. And it became so difficult that they had to purchase the most valuable and expensive cow in the world. Allahu Akbar. So many a times, a person shouldn't at all argue and debate in the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This beautiful incident indeed, this is one incident from the Holy Quran. And the Holy Quran is filled with numerous and beautiful incidences. Make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to read the Holy Quran with proper understanding, proper explanation, with proper tafsir of Sunni ulama-i-kiram, and may we understand the Holy Quran properly according to the teachings of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat. Ameen bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are blessed with some calls from our viewers, our listeners, and I'm sure they have some calls regarding this beautiful incident and things relating to this incident. Inshallah, we will take few calls. Let's take the first call today.
My name is Fahim Dawood from Durban. Just want to ask a question. Which surah is the incident of the cow mentioned in the Holy Quran? Jazakallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Which surah mentions the incident of this cow? Yes, it is Surah Baqarah. And the name of the surah is, Baqarah means the cow. And subhanallah, because in the surah this incident is mentioned, that is why the surah is named as Surah Baqarah, the cow. Alhamdulillah, it is the longest surah in the Holy Quran, which is in the first para, the second para, and also almost half of the third para of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah. The next question, please.
This is Fayaz Khan from South Africa, Durban, Sufi Nagar. Just want to congratulate Mulana Saab and the Madni Channel team on a wonderful program. Mulana Saab, I just have a quick question for you. Did Musa alayhi salam have a brother? Jazakumullahu khairan.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Did Musa alayhi salam have a brother? Yes, alhamdulillah. Musa alayhi salam did have a brother, and it is mentioned in the Holy Quran as well, and that was Hazrat Harun alayhi salam, who was also a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was the brother of Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Let's take the next question, please.
MashaAllah, Mu'az Sahib, such a wonderful program on Madani channel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you more strength and ability to carry forward this great work that you're doing on Madani channel. Ameen, bijahi Nabiyil Ameen. Mu'az Sahib, I had this question, that what is the special titles of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam? Please enlighten us. Jazakallah.
One very special and unique title of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is Kaleemullah. Means he is that blessed personality who would make kalam with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And many a times we have seen in the Holy Quran, in the various ahadith, where Musa alayhi salam made kalam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from there, one of his beautiful titles and names is Kaleemullah. Subhanallah. The next question, please.
Muhammad Suhail Attari from Durban, South Africa. MashaAllah Azawajal, a very beautiful show. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, we're getting lots of benefits. Now may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our Madni channel and Mulana Saab's health and stealth and keep our Dawati Islami salamat. My question is it good to ask a lot of questions?
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Mulana Suhail Madani from Durban. Very beautiful question. Is it good to ask lots of questions? Yes, it is good, and no, it is not good as well. In which case is it good? As is mentioned, as-su'alu miftahul ilm. Questioning is the key to knowledge. The more you ask, the more you will know. And with regards to deen of Islam, with regards to Islamic things, a person should ask questions. The more questions you ask, the more knowledge you will get. And why no? It's not good to ask lots of questions. It's not good to ask lots of unnecessary questions. Lots of those questions which do not concern you. Those questions which are not important for you. Those questions which are of no benefit to you. And so there is a difference here. You should ask lots of questions with regards to deen, with regards to your daily matters regarding salah, zakat, roza, hajj, your practical life, qurbani, your business, your nikah, your children, your upbringing. These kind of questions you should ask from ulama-i kiram. As alhamdulillah, Sayyidi wa Murshidi Amir al-Sunnat very beautifully has Madani Muzakara. And it's every Saturdays, and during auspicious events, every day, maybe during the 10 days of Zulhijjah, the days of Ramadan, every day we have Madani Muzakara. And what is Madani Muzakara? A Q&A session where a question is asked and he delivers the answer, subhanAllah, answers filled with wisdom. So it is good to ask questions, but questions pertaining to deen, questions which are important for you to know, maybe questions regarding those things which are incumbent upon you to know and to understand. But questions which do not concern you, do not bother you, are not relevant to you, a person shouldn't ask those kind of questions. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. It is now time to come towards the final segment of our beautiful silsila, in which we will be giving the answer which Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu is known as Saifullah, the sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We are getting many answers. Mulana Suhail Khan Attari from Durban, he says the answer is Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Mulana Abdul Qadir from Durban says the answer is Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid. Likewise, Imran from Durban, he also said, I think the answer is Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. Alhamdulillah, all of you all have got the answer correct. Yes, mashallah. The title Sword of Allah was given to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he is the sword of Allah, he is Saifullah, subhanallah. A very unique quality, a very unique title was given to him. Why? Because he was very vibrant in the battlefield. Likewise, he was very active in the battlefield. He was a perfect leader as well, for the battalion, for the army in the battlefield. He used many tactics as well. He was very wise in wisdom, very wise when it came to the battlefield and the tactics of the battlefield. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that fortunate sahabi who is given the title as Saifullah, the sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of you who gave the answer correctly, and those who tried to give the answer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase all of you abundantly in your knowledge and your actions as well. So today is your time. Value your parents, kiss their hands, kiss their feet, and spend every moment with them, trying to make them happy, console them, give them comfort. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone's parents healthy, long lives, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant those parents who have left this world a high and lofty place in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts and your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. If you have this love, you have everything. If you don't have this love, you don't have anything. We hope to see you soon. Think positive, stay positive, be positive. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep all of you all always, always, always happy. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, the light of guidance, the light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance, the light of guidance.